Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Have a great visit with our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. She is the Tax Mama. TaxMama.com is her website. Small Business Taxes Made Easy is her book. I encourage you to go there and find out what she's got going on. She will help you, folks, and she won't charge you. She'll charge you for the book, which I encourage you to get. But you can find a lot of great information there at TaxMama.com. Okay, Eva, let me ask you one quick question. I know you can answer this question. In your career, how many audits, estimate, how many audits do you think you've been associated with?
Oh, not hundreds, but probably 50 or more.
Okay, all right. So you're a pretty good seasoned veteran when it comes to IRS audits. Okay, so now you're representing a client, and the IRS comes and says, okay, we want 3 years of records. Right? Is that what they want? 3 years?
They try, yeah.
Okay.
But
we don't
generally give them more than the 1 year.
All right. What if they say, okay, I want more than the 1 year. In fact, I want the second and third year because we need that information or we won't be able to settle this amicably. And your client says, well, our hard drive crashed, and so our computer crashed, and so we don't have those records. Because they were all on computer. We digitized everything and threw everything else away, and the hard drive crashed. So how far does that fly?
Well, we have to reconstruct. It actually happened.
We have to. No, wait a minute. Don't say that so fast. You have to reconstruct it. What does that mean?
We do. Well, first of all, I had a client who happened to be a computer programmer, and we had his records on computer, and he wrote over them.
Yeah, okay.
So the records are gone.
Yeah.
So basically, we have to do our best to reconstruct the
records.
But
they're not going to let you get away with the fact of saying, I don't have them, and I can't produce them. They're not going to go away and say, okay, we'll just forget about those 2 years.
No. This isn't like Lois Lerner where she can get away with that.
Right.
We have to give them something. If we do nothing and we don't cooperate and recreate, then we lose the case, we lose in tax court and everything else.
Yep, yep.
And I am the queen of reconstruction. Mm-hmm. I know how to do this in the client's best interest. This is my forte, and I love doing it. And it's
You're a forensic expert. I mean, you're a forensic tax preparer. I mean, you know how to do that. But so, all right, let me say this, Eva. And I said this earlier in the week when I talked about this. Every experience I've ever had with the IRS on both sides of the desk, where I've helped other people or whether I was dealing with them myself, I've always had a good experience with the human being that represented the IRS. They've always been professional to me. They've always been helpful. But they also always followed the rules.
Well, you know, you are such a nice guy. You don't have bad experiences with anybody. And that is what makes the difference. A lot of people walk into an audit belligerently.
Yeah.
And they end up getting
that
bad in return.
That won't work. But what I'm trying to make is to the people, the IRS is getting a lot of heat right now. They're taking it on the chin a lot right now. And I know these people. I know their names. I know their children. I told you about my friend who carried a badge and a gun. The people I know who are employees, not political appointees, but they're career employees with the IRS, the ones I know are just, they're as nice of people as you'd ever want to meet. But when you get to the political appointee level, that's a whole other thing. So when we talk about, you know, if the dog eats your hard drive, the good employees are going to show up and they're going to make you follow the rules that they have to follow.
And you know what? We can. It's not that hard to do. And a lot of people may have heard of the Cohan rule.
Yeah.
Remember George M. Cohan,
yeah,
in my
yeah.
regards to Broadway?
Right, right.
he established the fact that you don't necessarily have to have all the records if you can reconstruct what you did
right.
and explain it because it was ordinary and necessary in the course
right.
of your business. And I have used that, especially for some of my clients who are entertainers
mm-hmm.
and have really bad credit, pay in cash, and travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have been able to use that
right.
to save $100,000 or
right.
more worth of expenses.
So last point here, how many years back are they going to ask for on a regular basis?
On a regular basis, they're going to audit 1 year at a time. They want to see before and after. We don't have to give it to them.
I got you. Okay. Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
And have a less taxing day.
Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, TaxMama.com. Check her out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.